I'm not sure if there's any dog lovers out there or people who've had the privilege of training a young dog. But if you have, you know that in order for a dog to obey you, to perform, then you have to reward it with either treats or with praise, telling it it's a good boy. I tell you this to ask you, what reward are you striving for? What reward are you serving for? This whole week, we're focusing on being a better servant for the Lord. And this morning, I want to ask you, what reward are you striving for? There's two kinds of rewards that we can receive. Fleeting rewards of this world, or the everlasting reward promised to us. It's human nature that we love receiving rewards. We love getting that big trophy, that gold medal. It seems like there's an award show every Sunday on the TV. And it's fine to receive praise. It's fine to even get praise. But the problem arises when that becomes our desire, our goal. We only perform to receive rewards from people. And Jesus talks about this in Matthew 6. He talks about our alms, our prayer, our fasting to be seen by men. And he warns against that. In Matthew 6, in verses 1 through 4, Christ says, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by men. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not be like the hypocrites and sound a trumpet in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, that they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." The Pharisees, they had, their desire was for attention from men. We see this in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke 18. Their motive for doing good works was to be shown, to show their righteousness towards people. We see in John 12, verse 43, that the leaders of the synagogues, they knew who Christ was, but they didn't follow him because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. That was their motive. That was their desire. Johnny Ramsey would tell the story of the late Billy Graham having a conversation with a minister from the church. And in their conversation, they talked about baptism. And Billy Graham said, "I realize that baptism is found in Scripture. That's it's essential for salvation." But he refused to speak about it because he said, "If I spoke about baptism, I wouldn't have the crowds." His motive was for the attention. But as servants of the Lord, we shouldn't crave attention. We shouldn't crave a reward here on earth. We should have the attitude of Luke 17, verse 10. Christ tells us the right attitude to have when receiving reward. Christ says, "So likewise, when you have done all that you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty.'" Instead of searching for that fleeting reward of the world, we have a promised reward from the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. We have an eternal reward. It says, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." The reward we are striving for is heaven. And heaven is far greater than any reward we can receive from man. We can sing about heaven, the reward of heaven. We can imagine what heaven will be like. We sing how heaven will be worth it all. That brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be our treasure. Heaven holds all for me. Heaven is greater than any earthly reward. But too often we become distracted. We forget our heavenly reward and we settle for earth's reward. We become like Demas sometimes and we love this present world. So how can we avoid this pitfall? Well, we should be like Abraham. In Hebrews 11, verse 13 through 16, Abraham knew that he was merely a sojourner, a pilgrim here on earth. And that should be our mindset, that we have a heavenly home waiting for us in heaven. We also should remember 1 John 2, verse 17, that any applause, the accolades we receive on earth, it's but for a season. In 1 John 2, verse 17, it says, "Do not love this world, neither the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust thereof. But he who does the will of the Father abides forever. And we should have the mindset of Paul. Paul was able to forget what was behind him and press forward to what was ahead because he knew that his citizenship was in heaven. And he knew that in heaven there lay in store for him an eternal crown, a crown of righteousness. So again, I want to ask you the question, what reward are you serving for? What reward are you striving for? Are you striving for a fleeting reward? One that perishes? Matthew 6, verse 19. You know, do not lay up for yourself treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. Rather, we should be serving and striving for that eternal reward, the imperishable crown of 1 Corinthians 9:25. So as we learn to serve, let us serve and let us do so without giving up. Let us remember the heavenly reward that is promised for us. As I close, I leave you with the words of Paul from Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap a great harvest if we do not lose heart. Thank you.